This is WMUK News. I'm Savilla Mann. We've been asking for your stories of the pandemic as told through sound. For example, I associate the early days of the shutdown with woodpeckers. Woodpeckers were having a moment when I first started working from home, but it's not just me noticing birds.
My name is Bill Maxey. I'm a long-retired scientist from Upjohn.
Maxey lives near Comstock Creek, east of Kalamazoo, and he's been home more than usual since March.
We get quite a bit of wildlife along the creek, as you might imagine, and this spring we've been treated to sandhill cranes coming in all during the month of April and into May.
If you haven't seen a sandhill crane, they're tall, as much as 5 feet tall, and their wingspan is even wider.
When you see them take off and fly, they are extremely graceful.
Sandhill cranes all but disappeared from Michigan in the early 1900s. Then conservationists set up refuges like the Baker Sanctuary in Bellevue.
They had been pretty well shot into extinction by hunters, and they started making a comeback, and now there are thousands upon thousands of sandhill cranes making home in Michigan during the summer.
Maxey says up to 4 cranes were turning up almost daily this spring in the wetlands near his house.
At times, they've been doing their mating dance where they will flop their very long wings and jump up into the air, rather in an ungainly sort of action, and they will squawk with this prehistoric hoarse croak of theirs very, very loudly. If you're outdoors, you can hear them probably nearly a half a mile or 3/4 of a mile away, I imagine.
Prehistoric croak is not an exaggeration. The Michigan Audubon Society says sandhill cranes are thought to be the oldest living bird species. They've been around about 2.5 million years. By contrast, the earliest known fossils of our species are just 1/8 that old. Of course, when I asked Maxey to record the cranes...
That's when the cranes stopped coming. They never showed up again after that for a period of several weeks. And I had pretty much given up on the project when suddenly yesterday they appeared for about an hour.
They must have been pretty close. They sound pretty close.
They were probably 100, 125 feet away.
These cranes aren't dancing so much as just hanging out.
They stalk around and munch on whatever goodies they're finding there and in the shallow water along the creek.
Well, I'm really glad that they came back.
So am I.
Maxey does have a few pictures of sandhill cranes in a mating dance. You can see them at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Savilla Mann.